Hello. Disclaimer, disclaimer. I feel like I'm in the era of recording before the intro starts because I just finished editing and I realized I think I fucked with the mic too much because the sound on this one, I don't know what the fuck happened. So there's a lot of, like, it sounds like I'm blowing air into the mic, but really I'm just saying, like, my like I'm making that noise too much, or like I'm emphasizing that too much, or I was too close to the mic or something. And there's a lot of, like, you can hear air. Like, I don't know. Like, every time I make, like, the p or, like, the b, like a b sound, it fucks up the audio. But, again, I'm not gonna fucking redo this hour-long episode just because of that. If you get annoyed of it, just skip this episode. Trust, like, you'll get used to it and you'll just ignore it by the end of it and you'll be fine. But, again, if you're, like, wearing headphones, or anything like that, like you're not listening to it in the car, or like off your laptop or off your phone, be cautious of that. I don't know what that's going to sound like. It might hurt your ears. So beware. And I'm telling you now, and I'm recording this on my iPad because now I'm scared to use my mic because of the p and b and all that shit. So anyways, I'm gonna let you go so you can listen to the intro and listen to the episode. Bye. Also, if you get mad at me for this, I warned you already. Okay. Bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Unreliable Narrator. How is everyone doing? Long time no see, like always, in very much Eleanor fashion. We are weeks late, but it's okay, because here I am. Here I am, and boy, do I have a story for y'all to start this episode off that has nothing to do with the theme of the episode, but I'm going to tell you anyways. But first, I have some disclaimers, aka my cousin from the Philippines was like, he messaged me and was like, Eleanor, what's that noise in the background of your episode, like the water noise? And I was like, well, I forgot that not everyone knows that I record this in my bedroom and I have a fish tank in my bedroom that holds my two children, Suga and Hobie, my fish, my goldfish. So yes, if you hear like water noises or gurgling and stuff, that is just my fish tank. Also, my heater is on in my room right now, and it's quite noisy, low-key. So if you hear, like, air, like, you can hear air blowing in a room, or I don't know how to describe it. But if you can hear something in the background, and you're like, what is that? That's my heater. It's really freaking cold here in the Bay Area, because I don't know why it is not warm. I don't know what that freaking, what was that, groundhog? Pexitani Phil? Yeah, when I fucking see him, he lied about spring coming early. Because why is it so fucking cold here and raining like every other day? Riddle me that. And another thing I wanted to say was, I have a little PSA before we get into the actual episode. Y'all, if you are one of those people who are like me and was raised to not go to the doctor, this is going to become big sister Eleanor, you know, I'm about to come in with this. If you were raised not to go to the doctor unless it really got bad, okay, unlearn that shit. Unlearn that shit right now. If you have the ability to go to the doctor, you have insurance or have the funds or the time or whatever to get a yearly checkup, or if you're like, yo, this is kind of off about me and I've been noticing it, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Because maybe one day you're in the cabin in the woods, you're stuck, and at midnight you have a medical emergency and now your sister has to drive you an hour to fucking Modesto where you have to go to the ER and pay $125 for a co-payment and for them to just tell you, yeah, man, this is some serious business. You have to go to your doctor. Like, hello? Yeah. I learned that the hard way this week. And I did see my doctor today and they took so much fucking blood from me, y'all. Like, they took 5 vials of blood from me and apparently I was like, apparently I also needed a pneumonia vaccine because I'm asthmatic. If you're also asthmatic, go check in with that, because apparently, like, the pneumonia vaccine is for, like, older people. Understandable. Like, I think small children? Maybe. Don't quote me on that. Again, I'm just a girl with a sociology degree. I'm not a medical doctor. But, like, I think it's elderly and people with, like, breathing problems. So, since I'm asthmatic, they're like, yeah, girl, you need this. And you've been needed this. And I was like, ooh, maybe that's why my asthma has been so fucking bad this past couple. Anyways, yeah. So, that was the moral of the freaking story, what I've learned in this past week. Something, aka I already knew I should be going to the doctor when things are wrong, but again, I was raised not to go unless it was fucking bad. Like, you must be dying on the floor. Like, when I broke my finger, I knew that shit was broken. And when I went home, my mom was like, what do you want me to do about it? And my dad was like, let's just sleep it off. And then later on, what did we learn? I needed surgery. So there's my little PSA, and big sister Eleanor are just like, I'm looking out for y'all. If you have the money or you have the time and the resources to go get a checkup, go get a checkup, because you might be like me and you're out here paying too much money for some people to tell you some BS when you could have went to your primary primary doctor and paid that $20 copayment at Kaiser instead of that $125. Yeah. So that's just for y'all, just letting y'all know that, because high key, that's what I was going through in the last episode. Yeah, I should have been listening to the signs. I was having a medical moment, y'all. Last episode, my friend Lex was like, friend, you were tweaking. And I was like, I was. And that should have been a sign to maybe go to the doctor, but I didn't. And it gradually got worse. And here I am today. I'm on the mends, though. I got my blood drawn, I got my medicine, I saw my doctor, you know, she's on the mends. So hopefully we don't have a repeat of that last episode, because again, like, that was when I was, like, sleep deprived for 3 days. I missed Easter, y'all. Like, my whole family went without me to my aunt's house to celebrate Easter because I was done for it. Like, I was not doing so hot. I was going on my fourth day of, like, almost not sleeping and not eating. Like, it was not okay. But now she's okay. I'm on the mends. And that trip to the ER was such a waste of time, but not a waste of time, because the doctor was really nice and he really helped me feel not crazy and calm me down, because I was freaking out about my medical emergency. But I'm okay. So don't worry. Maybe some of you. No. Eleanor, shut up. Okay. Now let's get back into the episode. I don't really know what to call this. I don't know what I'm going to even name this episode. But this episode, I was like, you know what? I want it to be about being 25 and reflecting on the past 25 years of my life, because I turned 25 and I know everyone's like, oh my god, now your frontal lobe is fully developed. I think that is true, but I also heard that from 25 to like 28 or 27 is like when it's like it's still developing during that period. But again, I'm not a doctor, like I don't fucking know. And or some people say that depending on your childhood and things, like, it can develop faster if, like, you go through more trauma. But again, I don't know if that is actually true, because I tried to do the research before I started this episode, so I wouldn't be, like, spewing lies. But again, I don't think you listen to this podcast to, like, listen to, like, true factual shit all the time. I think you kind of just listen to me so you can hear stories and hear how my brain ticks. So fact check me. I won't mind being wrong. So I turned 25 and I'm like, oh, nothing has changed. No, I don't know if something like finally clicked in my brain or the lights are finally fucking on in there. But this brain has been putting me fucking through it for the past couple of months. And I would love to just share with you what I learned. And again, I want to preface this episode with, I'm not a fucking doctor. I'm not an expert. And I know y'all know that, but I feel always the need to explain that, because I feel like because I say everything with conviction and like so sure of myself, like people just believe me. And I'm like, no, you guys should question everybody and everything, even me. Even if I'm so theatrical and I look very convincing, I'm just a girl, me being 25, I'm just a girl. Like, don't believe me. And if you want to believe me, okay. I'm a holistic healer. Holistic. Yeah, right. Holistic healer. No, I'm not, but I want to be, maybe. We'll see. Anyways, so into this episode, I wanted it to feel very like reminiscent of my past selves and like who Eleanor is and like who I've become throughout the years, because I think I'm very consistent in who I am. Like, I genuinely feel like I'm the same person, or like have the same essence of when I was like 6 or when I was 12 or when I was 18 and like so on. Because I've liked the same thing since I was a kid. Like, I didn't change much. I might have like got more outgoing because I used to be really shy. People don't know that. I was really shy in high school and in middle school. Elementary school, I was talkative still. But like once I moved schools, it kind of went downhill and I kind of went like, I had the rule of if no one talks to me, I won't talk to them. And if that rule, like that rule becomes very isolating, because when you go to a predominantly Caucasian school, they're never going to come up to you. Like, they're not. Maybe you had a better experience. That's cute, but I didn't. So, like, I was just trying to reflect on, like, my bad habits and all these things, because I was like, I'm like 25 and I feel so fucking lost. And I feel like I've not really been reflective and really looked in to like myself and been critical of myself for the past like couple of years. At least I used to be really fucking mean to myself in like middle and high school, but like past couple of years I've been giving myself some grace. But at the same time, I think I have these really bad habits that stem from like my childhood and my early, like my teen, when I was a teen, that I really need to let go now in order to like move on and grow as a person. But it's one of those things where it's so hard to actually admit to yourself and say out loud, because it's like embarrassing, or like you just feel stupid because you do it. So hopefully this episode like inspires you to really look within and really be like, not so like not self-deprecating, like never be that, never do that to yourself, but really like reflect and really pinpoint those things that you're like, I'm not really happy with how I am or with that, or like how I deal with things according to blah 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 and things like that. So we're gonna go down memory lane, and we're gonna talk about like these two periods in my life that I think really influenced who I am today. And those are two things that I really want to outgrow and move on from, but it's like so hard for me, and we're gonna walk through that together. But first, I want to explain the cover for this week's episode. I love this week's episode's cover. I worked so hard on it because I wanted to feel like me on a page, but I was like, I don't want to just like look for like aesthetically pleasing things. Like, I want it to mean something. Y'all, I dug deep and I found my Tumblr. I literally do not have the login anymore, and I tried to get in, but again, the email that I used, I can't even get into her. Like, it's just so hard. So I don't even have access to it. So I'm pissed. But I went on, of course, I remember the username. So I went on there and I took a bunch of pictures from my reblogs, and I made the collage. The only picture that I got from somewhere else was from Instagram. I think it was like, God, like, make me a flower or something. That is from Instagram. But everything else was from my old Tumblr. Which is so funny, because I started that when I was in 7th or 6th grade. I think 7th grade. And man, oh man, that shit has gold on it. Will I tell you what it is? No. Because I want things to just be for me and be like sacred. And because there's things that I've had so many social media accounts, y'all. Like, and there's things that my friends, my sister doesn't even know that I had. But that's neither here nor there. But I wanted to like show you like who I was when I was like in 7th. Grade going into like high school, because that's when I used my Tumblr the most. I didn't use it in college, so you can see those images. Like, I got that and those from Tumblr, and like they were really me. Like the Sea Haven like quote, or like the lyrics right there, it's like, if you see like this man singing to a mic, that song was like my favorite song, still my favorite song. Andreas, I think it's called Andreas by Sea Haven. That shit, that's my song. It is sad as shit. Don't talk to me about it. If you're like, Eleanor, are you okay? Don't ask me that question. Just tell me if you liked it or you didn't. And if you didn't, don't even bother telling me that either. So we're gonna start this story when I was about like, we'll just say elementary school, because I don't really know the age specifically, but we'll just start elementary school. So in elementary school, I found out what MTV was, and I found out what VH1 was, and TLC, and those were the three channels that I freaking loved. Like, besides Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, and Disney Channel, like, those were the, like, three, like, quote-unquote adult channels that I freaking loved. Like, my parents, I don't think they even realized we were watching that shit, but I was tuned in. And I loved like Robin Big. I loved watching Pimp My Ride, Cribs, Sweet 16, The Hills. I also on TLC, like I loved all the reality TV with the families. Like I loved John and K plus 8. Even like in retrospect, like I'm so glad I was not a part of that family. But as a child, I was so envious of them because I was like, I want to go to the American Girl doll store like you did. Like your parents took you to the American Girl doll store. Like I used to dream about that shit. And I remember I signed up for the catalog and I would receive it like every month. And I would circle all the shit that I wanted and pretend like I was going to get it someday. And what's crazy, I did. I got my doll when I was like 12. I was so excited. I went to New York and everything and I got it. And Miss Ruthie, shout out to her. She was a fucking side character. She wasn't even a main American Girl doll. Kit Kittredge was the main girl, and then Ruthie was her friend, and I got the friend. Hey, man, I don't know what that says about me, but I really love that girl. Down! But anyways, like, that's the time period we're gonna start on. And during that time in my life, I think I tried to escape a lot in watching TV, and I think that's why I really immersed myself in reality TV and like things on MTV and VH1, because I just loved how they lived and I wanted to live just like them because they just looked so happy. Like when I watched Robin Big, like if he was having a bad day or he was bored, like homie bought a mini horse, homie took all his friends to Mexico and like did a little Bobby Light in performance. If y'all know Robin Big, you would know my reference. But like things like that, or like my Sweet 16, I would see these people have these big ass parties, or MTV Cribs, like these celebrities had X, Y, and Z, and they just look so happy. And I was like, I want that. I want that. And I thought like the more expensive it was, the more shiny it was, the more celebrities had it means it was good. And that equals happiness. Like I would be happy. I would feel important. I would feel good about myself if I had what they had, because that's what they look like they were living the life. And because I'm such a, like I'm a kid, like I don't really think of like, oh, are they really happy? Like I never thought of that shit. I was just like, ooh, shiny new things. I love it. So when I was a kid, I wanted things. I wanted new things. It could be anything. It could be new socks. It could be a new toy. It could be new clothes. It could be a brand, like a quote unquote, like expensive brand of like a face wash or like a lotion or something like that. Like, and I would just keep it and I would never use it. And the same with the clothes. Like I would never wear them because in elementary school, I wore uniforms. So 5 days out of the week, I was in a white polo and khakis. So it's like, girl, why are you making your dad buy all this shit? Like, I used to make my dad drive me to Mervyn's and I would buy like a bunch of like Bobby Jack shirts, a bunch of graphic tees. I even bought a graphic tee that said, it's like, you can, like, it was about having a brother. And I was like, I don't even have a brother. Like, who even let me buy this shirt? But again, my dad just bought me shit for, I don't know. We all know why. If you are somebody who has watched the podcast, then I watched, listen to the podcast. Like, we all know why Efren bought me a bunch of stuff to buy my love. And did he? Yeah. So I would buy all these things, but I would never have the opportunity to actually wear them or like go out in them because, again, I'm a child. And on weekends, I didn't be doing much. And during the week, I was wearing uniform, but I would buy these things and just stare at them. I would just stare at them and stare at them. And they would make me so happy because I felt like the people I used to see on TV. Like, they, when they go on their shopping sprees and things like that, like, after I went to Ross, I would just stare at all the clothes that I got and just touch them and stare at them and just be happy. And I think that's something that I've, like, held on to and brought throughout my life, because to this day, I have that habit still, but I'm realizing, like, girl, like, that shit just sits and collects dust. Like, for me, I finally got the money to buy the things that I wanted. And sometimes it's a good thing. Like there's certain pieces in my like wardrobe or things that I own that I always wanted when I was younger that I finally can have that I'm so happy that I could have now and that I use. Versus there's other things that I just buy because they're shiny. I just buy because I'm like, oh, if I have that, maybe it'll make me feel better. Maybe it'll make me feel more important or make me feel like worth something. If that makes any sense. And I know like, this is so hard to admit out loud because I think the way I present myself is very much like, oh, like, of course I buy these things because I'm this person. Like, I have, like, Supreme shirts, okay? I'm not no fucking hype beast or anything like that, but I have, like, Supreme shirts that I don't even fucking wear, but I bought because it was Supreme. Like, no one even knows I have these things. So I don't flex on anybody. I don't brag about it. I just spent this money because I thought having these pieces would make me happy. So now they just collect dust in my closet, along with so many other clothes that I bought because I'm like, oh, this is a super cool piece. Like, I bet this person I saw online had it. Like, I want it now. And I would just have it stare at it. And for a week, I'd just stare at it. And I'm so happy that I have it. And then now it just collects dust. And then I'm on to the next thing that I want. And the same thing goes with, like, products. Like, I used to be one of those people where I would get, like, really expensive, like, skincare or makeup. And I wouldn't use any of it, but just stare at it. Because I just loved having it. I love to put it on display to show, like, oh my God, look. Like, look what I have. But it's like, girl, you don't even fucking use that shit. And no one even knows you have it. Like, only you do. But in my head, I'm like, I'm just like those people on the TV, like I saw when I was a kid. And I know how that might seem like, that's embarrassing, Eleanor. Like, are you fucking for real? Like, you do that? I'm like, yes. Like, even though I'm the person I am, I'm still like that. Like, when I was elementary school, like, things made me happy. And nowadays, I still do that. I still buy hella shit. And no one ever tells me no or tells me, oh, you shouldn't. Because I think people think like, oh, she got, like, she likes it. She likes it. She'll wear it. No, you guys, like, don't let me do that. If, like, you genuinely think that I wouldn't wear it or I wouldn't use something, don't let me buy it. Because there's been so many times where I've spent so much money on shit that I didn't really care about. I just like the name. Like, I have a backpack from Diesel that I bought. Like, a little, like, cute little bag. It was like red that I wore once, but I spent money on it that I hadn't. Dude, I didn't even have money for this shit, but I bought it anyway. And now it just collects dust. I actually don't even know where it is, to be honest. And or like, I went with my friend to the LaFleur like pop-up in Neiman Marcus in Beverly Hills. I have the perfume. I bought the perfume, and of course I use the perfume, but I also bought sunglasses. And if you really know me, you know I don't fuck with sunglasses that much. But I spent $250 on these fucking sunglasses just for them to sit in my car for like months. And I finally, when my car got total, I finally took them out. But it's like, dude, these things haven't sat on my face at all. Maybe they've sat for like a picture, like me taking a picture with them on, but I don't even use them. Like, at all. The amount of shoes that I have that I don't even freaking wear, but I have because I'm like, oh, these are cool. Like, I just, maybe, like, I'll wear, put a fit on them. I'll wear these. Y'all, I wear the same fucking three pairs of shoes, which is a pair of Crocs, my brown Uggs, and then my other Uggs that are, like, clogs. Like, hello? And the same with clothes. Like, I would buy so, I went to a Brockhampton concert, y'all. I spent like $300-something on Brockhampton merch that sits in my fucking closet right now. Like, I don't even know why I spent that much money. I bought like 3 sweatshirts, 5 shirts. Like, what do you, hello? Like, I did like Brockhampton a lot, but I'm like, why did you spend that much money? Why? I don't know. I don't know. Actually, I do know. Because again, that habit from when I was a child, it was ingrained in me. And I thought like that equals happiness in being an adult. That's something that I will always incorporate in my life. Because I'm like, oh, I'm down bad. Like, I'll just buy shit. I'll just buy shit. And then now I'm stuck with a full closet of shit that I don't even wear. Because I wear the same fucking 5 things. But now, like, I can't even, like, grow. Like, because now I'm so attached to these materials. Like, I'm so attached to these clothes. I'm so attached to these things that I can't let it go. I can't let it go. And I'm 25, and I've been dressing in the same shit as when I was in high school, y'all. And yes, I have, like, some certain, like, new pieces, but, like, a lot of my wardrobe is from years ago. Years ago. And then I'm not saying they're out of style, but it's things that are not me anymore. Like, if I had all the money in the world and I collected shit, like, these are cool pieces to collect, but, like, you don't wear them. Like, at all. So, like, today, Eleanor, I've been really, like, looking at my closet and looking at the things that I own and realizing, like, wow, like, I spent so much money just to keep up with, like, quote-unquote appearances in my head because of what I thought being happy looked like or, like, being important looked like because I was like, oh, the people on the TV like these things and they're important. People love them. I want people to love me. Let me buy those things. And it's like, girl, that's not why people only love them. And it's something I'm trying to unlearn, and I feel fucking ridiculous at 25 trying to unlearn, like, you know, these materials are not going to make you happy. They're not going to make you feel special. Like, they're not going to make you feel important. And I feel so dumb for thinking like this still and trying to unlearn that. Because, like, a little part of me, I always said, like, oh, I buy this because I always wanted it when I was a kid. I'm trying to make 12-year-old Eleanor happy. I'm trying to make her happy. But you get to a point, and I think that I'm at this point where I need to let her go. I need to let go that version of me that convinced herself that material things were going to make her life better. Because in reality, I'm 25 and it didn't. Girl, I wish buying that little, whatchamacallit, I wish buying that Hello Kitty jacket at Target was going to make you happy. I wish you buying all those Bobby Jack shirts at Ross would make you happy, but they didn't. And it didn't work in high school, it didn't work in college, and it's not working now. And it's just one of those things where I feel like it's so hard to admit because people know I buy a lot of shit. And I think people are like, oh, she's a fashionista, she likes clothes. And I do like clothes, and I like pieces, and they make me feel like, ooh, I love stepping out. But it's like, it's the shit that doesn't even, like, no one else gets to see. It just sits in my closet and collects dust. That I'm like, girl, are you fucking kidding me? Get over it. Like, you're not trying to impress anyone these days. Like, no one's fucking looking at you. I'm just trying to let that version of Eleanor go, and it hurts. Like, I don't know if you ever really look at, like, your old pictures of yourself. And I recently went back to my childhood home. Like, I passed by it, and I cried. I cried so hard because I miss that version of me. Like, I miss her, like, so much because, I don't know, I feel like she had no pressures. Even though I was like, oh my god, I want to be like this, this, and that, I didn't really care about what society thought of me. I lived in my own world in my head. And I just miss her. And I feel like if I stop doing this, it's like denying her of something. Oh my god, I'm getting emotional. I just feel like if I stop, like, buying shit and I stop, like, trying to make up for what she couldn't have, then, like, I'm denying her something. I'm denying a little piece of myself something. And it's, like, hard, especially if you, I don't know, I put that version of me on a really high pedestal just because, like, I was going through some shit, but I, like, carried it with grace, y'all. Like, I was so mature and so grown and so, I don't know, like, I was really self-aware of my situation, like, growing up and stuff, that I just really admired that version of myself. And I know she lives still inside of me. Oh my god, it's the way I'm fucking crying. It's just, I don't know if y'all ever think of yourself as when you were a child. And I just, like, when I think of that, I just, like, get so emotional. Because I don't know if she'd be proud of me. I hope she would be. I think she would think I was cool. Honestly, I think she would. But it's just, like, if I think of, like, oh, if I just stop doing that, like, I'm just killing a part of me. But I know that's not true. I know it's just all in my head. And that, in order to grow up, like, I need to let go of those bad habits. Like, I need to let go of that habit of trying to use materials as a source of happiness, because nothing is ever going to be enough. And I'm learning that now. And it's the same thing. If, like, if you have a goal in mind and you reach that goal, you're always going to want something more. And the same with, like, things. Like, I want the next bigger and better and more shinier, maybe more expensive thing out there. And that's not me. Like, I don't give a fuck about these things, clearly, because all they do is sit in my fucking closet. So that's, like, a big thing of, like, what I'm trying to work through right now. And I know a lot of people probably have gone through that too, of, like, putting all these emotions and, like, sentimental value into material things, when in reality it's like those things, like, are not helping you. Like, that sweatshirt you bought for fucking $300 is not gonna help you. Like, it was nice to look at for a week, but where is it now? You don't know. So that's something that I've had to really look within and really be like, Eleanor, stop trying to make up the shit of, like, I'm trying to buy the things that I always wanted when I was a kid, when in reality you're just trying to put up a fucking facade and carry on the legacy of little Eleanor thinking that the more expensive, the more shiny things are, the more happy you would be if you had them. Like, that's not how shit works. But yeah, I'm in the process of, like, mourning that version of myself, because I feel like I've been dragging that little version, like, that 12-year-old Eleanor along this whole time, when in reality I should have just left her in that time period rather than dragging that whole this child. And of course she lives in my heart always, but again, like, that's where she should stay instead of actually influencing my everyday choices, aka I have the money now, bitch, save it instead of buying stupid shit. Okay, now the second one that I probably the hardest one that besides the materials, because I think people sorry, I'm like, I just love materials so much. It's so sad. It's because I like material things can't hurt you. And that's why I used to buy so much. But anyways, moving on for the second one. The second one came like is something that like I started doing probably because I moved was try for everyone to like me. And I used to really, really people watch. And I used to like, I don't know how to describe it, but I really study how, like, certain groups of people, it's a sociology, this is, how do you say the sociologist in me? Yeah, there we go. Or I would just watch people and learn the behavior, learn what they liked, and, like, categorize people, because I wanted to learn, because I didn't talk to anybody, so all I did was watch, and just learn what made people tick, what they liked or what they don't like, their mannerisms, how the way they dress, what, and like just how they live life, because I wanted everyone to like me. So if I understood each group of people, then I could shapeshift into whatever they wanted me to be. And it has allowed me, in this like being grown now, it has allowed me to be able to connect with different people from different backgrounds really easy. But at the same time, I have this little part of me where I want to be liked so bad. I want to be accepted so bad that I'll put myself in situations with people who don't really appreciate me for me. That they want me there for entertainment. They want me there because it makes them feel good. It makes them feel like they're cultured. It makes them feel good that because I'm there, their friend group is diverse. Their workplace is diverse. Like, I would still put myself in those positions at this grown age. Because of what I used to do when I was in middle and high school. Like, I wanted to be with the popular kids. I wanted them to notice me. I wanted them to like me. Because I thought I was cool. I thought I was really cool. And I thought I had a lot to show the world. But I was just so afraid to talk. And I was afraid to be myself. So I would want to shapeshift into whatever they wanted me to be. I remember I think it was 7th grade or 8th grade. I think it was 7th grade is when I, like, started shopping at Hollister and Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, I had no business being in there with all that nautical gear. Like, the fuck, girl? What are all these blue navy stripes doing on the clothes? Like, And the same with, like, I wore Toms. Like, I would wear one red Tom, one blue Tom. Like, yeah, like, I looked frumpy. But I was one of those people where I was, like, I was trying to fit in. But at the end of the day, I'm not them. And that was, like, one of the hardest things that I had to learn, that these kids were never gonna like you, girl. Like, you can try to cosplay as them, but they're never gonna like you. And that was something I lived with probably from middle school to high school, that I tried, and then I gave up. Not gave up, but I was like, whatever, this is fucking whatever, by like my junior and senior year. And my senior year, I gave like a speech at one of my small graduations, and I made my whole class like laugh. And I was like, oh my god, I am funny, and I am like I'm entertaining, and people, I'm like, I can be I'm likable. People can like me, and people would want to be my friend. And after that, I think that kind of made me in my head, I'm like, oh, like, I'll continue to insert myself in these spaces with these people. Because after that, people started to invite me to their birthdays, try to invite me to go to concerts with them, because they're like, oh, you're just so funny. Like, I love being around you. But in reality, like, they never learned to get to know me. They just wanted me at their arm because it made them feel special. It made them feel better about themselves. I was like a free little entertainment on the road. A little, I don't know how to describe that. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that with a group of people or peoples who just want you around because you're a comedian, you're a clown, you're there for their entertainment. And it starts to really hurt when you realize they don't give a fuck about you and you're only there for, like, to make them feel better because they feel special when you're around. It really freaking hurts. And, like, a little part of me always just goes because I want to be liked so bad. I want to be loved so bad that I just continue to go and I make myself, like, go through that shit and I get out of that feeling so alone. Like, I don't know. And at 25, I'm like, I can't do shit anymore, nor do I want to. And it's really hard to admit to yourself that you would, you basically sacrificed your integrity to go fucking be a clown for a group of people for, 2 hours because you want validation. And the validation isn't even, the kind you want or from the people that you actually want it from. They're from randoms that just invite you places because you're funny. And that's cute to be funny, but you want to be funny around people that actually fuck with you, that actually care about how your day went. Like, I don't know. And I'm at this age where I'm now realizing, Eleanor, give it up. Because again, 100 people can love you, 1,000 people can love you, but is it really enough? Is it really enough? Because all those people, do they really, really matter? No. And it's a big thing that I had to get over. And it's something, I think having this podcast also ruined my brain. Because people would compliment me about this podcast. And I'm like, oh my god, I need to make this podcast a really big thing. I want to be famous with it. If I put in the groundwork and I really work at it, I make the TikToks, I make the YouTube channel, I try at this, then I can be famous. Then I can be what those people want me to be. But in reality, do I actually want that? Do I actually want this to be a career, or do I enjoy it being a hobby? And for the longest time, I genuinely believed that I wanted it to be a career. And maybe I do in the future, but currently, what I've found, it is my favorite hobby. It's something that I love to do. I would do even if I didn't have listeners. I just love to create. And I think back when I first made this show, it was during COVID. So I was really invested in it. I had a really good posting schedule and I really was consistent. Sorry, the train. Bart is passing by right now. So if you hear the train, ignore her. Ambiance. Same with the water. Ambiance. So I don't know, I really worked at it, and because I had nothing better to do, it was just, the funnest thing in the world, and I never thought of it, I was possibly, taking off somewhere, because everyone and their mama at the time was making a podcast, and fun fact, I don't listen to any podcasts. My friend Audrey put me onto a couple that I'm going to listen to, because she said it was good, but again, I'm, not good at podcasts. I cannot listen unless there's, it's This American Life, though, I could listen just because I like learning. But other shit, I'm like, yo, I don't give a fuck about what you did. I don't even like how you tell stories. That's why I can't handle podcasts. But I never thought of this as something other than a hobby until people started telling me, you can make something of this. You can make something of this. And I'm like, you're right, I could. But I was in my heart of hearts, now I'm realizing is, when I would make this a career, I think that's when I would start hating it. Or it becomes way harder because the stress of, impressing people and trying to grab people's attention and things like that. I feel like it defeats the purpose of why I started this, which is just to share stories and to make people laugh and make people feel, less alone or less crazy. Because a lot of my life, I feel like no one thought the same shit as me until I would meet a couple people in real life. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm not crazy. You think this way too? And life is very isolating. So a podcast is a great way to enter people's lives in such a low stake way. They can mute me, not listen to me whenever they want to. It doesn't matter. But I don't know. It's one of those things where I have to really grow out of it. And it's hard to admit to myself of how I'm I want to be popular. I want it to be popular. I want it to be famous. I want it to be loved. I want it to be a household name. I used to fucking say that shit because I wanted to be a late night host once for a cool period after people told me I was funny. I was like, maybe I'll get into stand up. Maybe I'll get into I want to be a late night host. And that's something that I think I would still be good at and something that's super cool. And I would love the opportunity to have something like that maybe for a day, but not forever. Because now, because this frontal lobe is fully developed, I'm thinking of what do I want from my life? What makes me happy? What makes me content? What makes me want to wake up every single day? It wasn't looking forward to the clothes. It wasn't trying to spend money to make myself look cute and cool and fancy and famous. It's not me going to the, going to these people's birthdays, going to hang out with them to make them laugh, even though they don't give a fuck that I breathe. Or if I live or die, these people don't give a fuck. And no, it was none of that shit. The thing that makes me happy, the things that make me want to wake up in the morning is helping people. That's something that I've always done and I've always loved and makes me feel like life is worth living is helping people. I used to say, like, in high school and in college, like, I always wanted to be, like, a civil servant. I always wanted to give back to the community, and I always wanted to help, because I've always been passionate about helping people, especially in education, because I always felt, like, neglected, and I always felt like no one gave a fuck about me, because I went to a school like Abbott Elementary. If you're someone who watches Abbott Elementary, I went to a school exactly like that in elementary school. I was in, like, mixed grade classes where the teachers didn't give a fuck about me. I didn't learn shit, and that shit set me back so much. So when I moved schools, I was always playing catch up. I was always playing catch up, and I never got to where those kids were, but I worked so freaking hard so I could have the same opportunities as them, because I just knew it wasn't fair. Like, it wasn't fair that these kids 20 minutes away got way more than I did. And what was that? They went to a public school. Like, why didn't I deserve to have books? Why didn't I deserve to go on field trips? Like, the field trips that we got to go on, we had to pass a 1,000-word vocab test. Like, we had to, like, say, like, we had, like, a reading list of words, and you just had to go through 1,000 words and say every single word correctly. So you already know who that excludes. It excludes the kids who are in ELS. Is it ELS? English language something. Or ELD. It was ELD in my school, is English Language Development, but I know in other places they called it ELS, but I don't know nothing about that. But it was like those kids were always excluded. And guess who was barely made it to the field trip? Me. I could not pronounce substance for the life of me. I don't know why, but I had to go 3 times. And the lady, shout out Miss Jackson, she just let me go. She was like, you can go on the field trip, it's fine, because I just couldn't get past the word substance. So imagine, like, making kids pass this 1,000-word vocab test instead of just, and guess where the field trip was? Down the street to the park. We had to walk there, y'all. And kids still weren't allowed to come because they didn't pass. Like, that's the type of school I went to. In fifth grade, I didn't learn shit. I sat there in class every day and didn't do anything because my teacher was so trash. And, like, when I was in third grade, I was in a second, third grade class, and the girl, my teacher, I don't remember her name, for, like, I think she lasted 2 weeks, she had a mental breakdown, left, and we had subs for the rest of the year, and they all fucking sucked. It was like, huh? So it's like, that's the shit that matters to me, because I was like, my personal opinion, I feel like education, having access to a quality education should be for everyone, and once you have that, doors open, opportunities happen, and I've seen it. I really think that education is a source of, like, greatness when it comes to, like, kids who are from, like, low-income families, marginalized communities, like, first-gen students. Like, that shit changes your life. It changes the trajectory of your whole family fucking name. Because right now, like, my parents, they did not go to school. When my sister, like, graduated in comp sci, we all jumped and screamed for her, because her just becoming that, that's just gonna change everything. It's gonna inspire my nieces, my nephews, and, like, the rest of us to, like, oh shit, if Monty could do it, maybe I could do it. And me going to UCLA, y'all, when I tell you that was such a big deal to my family, it was such a big deal, because I went to that school. And none of us ever thought I would, like, any of us would ever make it there. And guess who did? Me, out of all people. So it was just, like, a form of inspiration. And that shit matters. And, like, that makes me fulfilled. And that makes me happy. And I think maybe that's why I do this podcast. Maybe because I want to inform people and I want to make people feel better and I want to help you. But that's what's been on my mind lately, being 25. I realize all these bad habits that I keep trying to fucking drag along because of who I was in the past, and I'm so scared to let it go and try to be a new person and try to be a better person. I don't know. Like, I'm just scared that people are not gonna like me. Again, I'm always fucking scared of being perceived and people liking me. I don't know if it'll ever end. I don't think so. It's just how I'm built. But it's those things that I want to better myself, and I know to better myself, I need to be harsh, and I need to finally point that finger in my face instead of pointing at everybody else and blaming everybody else for my shortcomings, when in reality, some shit is actually my fault. I think that's something that we all have a hard time doing, is actually saying, like, oh yeah, that's my bad. Like, maybe why I don't have any money is because I keep spending money on stupid shit that I don't really need. I'm admitting to it. It's true. My pockets do be touching sometimes because I be spending money on shit that I don't need. But I want to appear a certain way to people, and I want to appear a certain way to myself, so I continue to buy these things. Or how I feel emotionally drained some days for months or weeks because I would spend like a day or two with a group of people or person that just wants me around because they like, they will want to feel cultured and they want to feel special. Like they have an inside scoop on a world that they never ever lived, but now they get to tell their friends because they just take my stories and they repeat it back to other people acting like it's their own. So it's like things like that where I'm like, that shit does not bring you joy, but why do you keep doing it? And now I'm trying to cut that shit off in my life so I can move on. Because being 20, like, I don't know if the frontal lobe, like, when it fully develops, like, it fucking zaps you or something. Because I've been so emotional. Like, I fully would just randomly start crying when I start reflecting about my life or when I start thinking about shit and actually being like, oh, wow, Eleanor, you've been lying to yourself, girl. I'm like, damn, you really have been. So it's just like, it's that time in your life, girls and guys and whoever's fucking listening. It's your this time in your life, you need to reflect and be critical of yourself genuinely and truly. And put that phone down. Go sit outside and really contemplate. Really think. Because that's a big thing about me too, where when I was younger, I immersed myself in social media. I immersed myself in like Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. And I just was so fascinated on how other people lived that I never really lived myself. And I think a lot of people, like, especially in high school, a lot of people thought I knew so much about like drugs because I did drugs, but I never did, about parties, but I never went to any party, and like all this other shit just because I knew so much. But I knew so much is because I watched so many YouTube videos of vlogs. I was always on Instagram. I was always on Twitter. I was always reading. I was always knowing the latest trends. I was always knowing what these influencers were doing. I don't know why that tripped up on that. But or these celebrities were doing, like, I always knew. So I always had an answer. And I was happy with that. And I love knowing. But at this grown age, why the fuck am I spending so many hours on TikTok? Why? Why am I reading these comments full of people who don't even critically think? Like, why am I rotting my brain on purpose? Like, why? Because I finally realized, girl, you're doing it because you're trying to escape. But I'm like, what am I escaping? What's so bad out there? And I know the world is such a cruel and unfair place where people who don't deserve to suffer, suffer. And people who win don't deserve to fucking win. But this is the thing of like, if you are so preoccupied on your phone, you'll realize those people are on there too. And they're miserable and they're spreading their hate and they're spreading their misinformation and they are trying to make you stupid. So then you are just stuck on your phone for the rest of your life instead of being present in real life and trying to make change. It's true. Like, I'm trying to like exercise my right to being third spaces, like parks, museums, libraries, gyms. Like, I'm trying to like really like make an effort to go enter these places with no screens so I can really like interact with the real world. Because when I was a kid, I didn't have no phone. I would just talk to random people, random kids at the park. Like, you would make friends like no one's business at the park when you would go hang out. And like, I remember I would go to a round table when I was a kid and they had like the play structure still, and I would make so many friends there, and they were my friends for like the hour. But it's the way, like, when you're an adult, you can talk to strangers. And I'm not saying to just go up to anybody, because people are not kind. Like, people are fucking rude still. Remember that. And also protect yourself. Don't be going around random people. But if you're like at the library, if you're at a cafe, if you're at the gym, like, I go to the gym in my neighborhood, and my neighborhood is full of families and older folks. So my gym is just older folks. I'm always like the youngest person there. But I go to a Zumba class, which is so out of character for me, but I'm forcing myself to do things that make me uncomfortable because I think that's like the best way to learn. Like, if I put myself in like position, like in environments that I usually wouldn't be seen in or caught in or actually gravitate towards, I feel like I'm gonna learn something about myself and push myself like further in life, and that is dancing in a Zumba class. I guess it's me even thinking about it, I feel like people are like, I'm gonna, like, you should do Zumba with me. No, I only do it at my YMCA. I will never do it anywhere else, okay? Never. But when I go there, it's just a full, like, a room full of women and older people, like literally just all in there dancing, laughing, and just like, I don't, one week I started crying when we're during Zumba because there was just something about it where I was like, wow, like this exists. Like this exists in like no movie, no TV show, no TikTok, no reel can give me this feeling of how I feel it to be in this room with all these people. And there's just something very special about that when you go to spaces that you usually wouldn't be in, and it just does something to you. It makes you feel emotional. Like, I've started going to church, not on like some Jesus freak shit. Like, I don't go to a mega church where the pastor be wearing Jordans and Essentials hoodie. Like, I don't be going to the Justin Bieber church. I'm Catholic, so I'm going to the Catholic church. But there's something about when I sit in the pews, when I listen, and when I get to talk to other people at the church, when I go to peace be with you, that moment in church, if you're Catholic, you know, there's something about that that just is so like, I don't know, I really like it. As a kid, I used to dread church because I was forced to go. But now as an adult, like I get to go if I want to go. And I go now because it makes me feel good. And like the first time I went with my friend, we took communion and we went to go kneel in the pew and we both just started crying. Like we were praying while we were crying. And I don't know if it's just Filipinos or it's like other people too, but they say if you start crying in church, it means the Holy Spirit went through you. But a bitch was bawling. Like the Holy Spirit might have went through me like a couple of fucking times because I was crying so hard to the point where I had mocos. Like I was like, I don't think I'm going to stop crying. I might have to leave. It's things like that where I'm forcing myself to go do things that make me uncomfortable. Because again, the church, I hated going there. But realizing I'm like, oh, like, I don't really mind this. I actually enjoy this. Or going to Zumba. Like, you would not catch me dead dancing in a Zumba class. I was always against it. But one day my friend was like, you have to come with me. And I loved it. And now I go every week and I look forward to it. And I love saying hi to all those ladies there. Because again, like, I'm the age of their daughters. And I'm just there dancing with all the moms. I'm like, hey guys. It's really cute. It's, I don't know. And I just want to encourage y'all to really go outside, go to the library. Like my sister and I have been going to the library for like forever. Like I used to be that kid that used to sit in. I used to be grown and my mom would take me to the library so I could sit and listen to the stories and do all the free shit at the library. Cause like knowledge is power, y'all. Go to the fucking library. Get your library card. This is a fun fact. If you want to go outside more and go hiking, my sister told me with a library card, you can rent national park passes, so you don't have to pay for them. So go to your local library and sign up, because it's important to, again, support your libraries because they're doing God's work. But also just like forcing yourself to go do those things instead of like living on your phone and living like that is the best thing and the only thing that's good in the world, the only thing that lets you escape. There's other things to escape to that are in the physical world, like the library, like the gym, like a park, like a museum. And you're gonna meet great people there. Like I love the ladies at Zumba. I love going to the library because I like talking to the librarians. It's just fun. And you can work, and it's such low stakes. You can, if you're an introvert, like, my sister's very introverted, but we go and do these things, and I can see her practicing talking to people, because these are such low stakes, because they're strangers, and once we say bye, like, we don't really see them again. So, for this episode, I just really want to force y'all to really put yourself out there, and try new shit, and be uncomfortable. When you're uncomfortable, I feel like you're really putting yourself out there, and forcing yourself to be in the presence of something new. Like, I would say, be a curious George. Like, I feel like no one is curious these days. Like, they want everything spoon-fed to them. Like, they don't want to ask questions. They don't want to dig deep. They don't want to look for themselves. They would rather have someone just tell them what to think. And it's like, how lame is that? Like, if all the opinions in your brain are exactly like this person you see on TikTok just because you're like, that seems about right. Like, I don't want to look for the answer myself. Like, I'll just copy this person. Like, hello? And I'm not saying, like, we're all unique and we all have very distinct, different opinions. Like, we probably would have similar opinions, similar viewpoints on shit. But it's like, why don't you come to that realization yourself instead of someone telling you? Like, how about that? Like, we all hate school and we all hated the grades and stuff. But, like, I love to learn and I loved learning. The fact that, like, at least at my school, They really gave you the option to believe what you wanted to believe as long as you fucking could back it up with evidence. That's why I learned critical thinking skills and being able to analyze situations. And I think that's important. It makes you you. I feel like people are so boring these days because they don't have a fucking opinion and they don't want to say it because they're scared. And I'm like, if you say it with your chest and you have good points, then anyone who tries to touch you cannot. But if your points are full of bigotry, misinformation, stupidity, or any of the isms, get the fuck out. But this episode is coming to a, I know this is kind of abrupt, but like it is coming to a low-key end. But yeah, that was just something I wanted to get off my chest and something that I know that other people are struggling with because a lot of my friends are turning 25 this year. I've been it for like 4 months now. I think January, February, March, April. Yeah, 4 months. Again, I'm not the wisest person in the world, but neither is the 91-year-old, the 70-year-old, the 60-year-old. I hate when older people say, like, I'm wise because I lived through a lot. Like, no, motherfucker, you're not wise. You lived in the same neighborhood for the past 60 years. Like, what did you learn from that? What did you learn? You never left your neighborhood. You never left your little bubble. And it's one of those things where, I grew up in the Bay Area and I was like, this is the most diverse, like, coolest place ever. Like, this is, like, I don't need to go anywhere else. I can learn everything that I need to know here. Lies. I moved to SoCal and I learned way more. Way more. I went to the Philippines. I learned more. I went to Amsterdam. I learned more. I went to England. I learned more. And I'm not saying you gotta go to different countries. I'm just saying you gotta get yourself out of your fucking comfort zone and go somewhere. It can be a 2-hour drive. It can just be to a park that you've never been in. Maybe a city near you that you've never been to. And never, maybe you didn't even really want to go there. But just go see what it's a fucking about. Expand your brain. See something new. I just feel like everyone is so complacent nowadays. Because we're just so, I don't know, stagnant. We don't know what to do with ourselves. Because the world is very cruel and very mean now. I live in the Bay and my dad's car got fucking broken into in front of our house. And that's something that I pray every night that our cars don't get bipped and our house doesn't get broken into because that shit keeps fucking happening. If anyone else is from the Bay, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so it's like, I can see that all. I know it exists, but you need the pockets of peace. You need those moments where you're like, man, maybe life is worth living. Because I think the meaning of life is just to be the best version of yourself. And you're never going to know that until you're about to take your last breath. And if you're in your dreaming, you die in your sleep or whatever, I don't want to be morbid. And you're like, wow, like, who the fuck am I? You don't have an answer. Then tough. And then you die. And like, I don't know what else to say to you. Maybe I'll see you in heaven. Maybe I'll see you in purgatory. Maybe I'll see you never. But it's just something to think on. And I was just like, I think the things that I just admitted to y'all, I think a lot of my friends and family have like thought about those things about me, but never said to me out loud. And I really appreciate that because I needed to come to this realization myself, because if y'all confronted me, I'd probably meet you with hostility. But it's just like, it's okay to be embarrassing and be embarrassed about like habits that you have that you are like, you're like, you're crazy for thinking like that. Or you're stupid for thinking like that, but in reality, you be thinking like that. Like, it's okay to admit it. Like, it's okay, and it's okay to leave it alone, mourn it, let it die, and move on. Because, again, we are little, we're caterpillars, baby. We're in that fucking cocoon, and we're ready to be butterflies. Like, let's come on, y'all. We 25. Our frontal lobe is ready. But that is what this episode is about. And again, I don't know, like, this episode was like word vomit. If I'm annoying you, tough, just mute me. Don't fucking listen to the episode at free will. But I loved making this episode for y'all because this is just something I've been living with for the past months. And these past couple of weeks have been really hard for me medically. So I've been really just like sitting with myself and trying to get better. And I'm like thinking about my life, my whole life till this point. And I'm like, damn, like, there's a lot of things that, like, bad habits that I have that I have to unlearn. Because now I'm realizing those are actually bad habits. Eleanor, stop making excuses for those things. So, the moral of the story is go to the doctor. Period. Don't buy shit that you don't fucking need. And don't spend time with people that don't fuck with you. That's the 3 points of this whole podcast. I really enjoyed making this one for you. I hope you really enjoyed listening to it. Next week, I'm going to try to get someone to be on the podcast with me because, yeah, I'm trying to get my friend Maria to be on the podcast with me because I feel like her life is just so interesting. And she's someone who inspires me. Like, I did a whole podcast with her before for college, and the whole hour we just spent crying. That's something I don't think y'all would want to listen to, but it's her life and how she thinks, how she carries herself is something that I really admire, that I would want people to listen to. And we do have really funny stories because her and I have been through some shit, and of course it would happen to us. So I would love to tell you those stories too and make y'all laugh. So I'm going to try to get her on next week. And if I can get her on next week, then next week will either be about like a free dress episode. Like, it's just random shit that I'll talk about for an hour. Or I'll actually have a theme and you will know that theme by then. Again, this is Unravel Narrator and I'm Eleanor. And I thank you so, so, so much for taking the time out of your life to spend an hour with me just conversing and thinking about the world and life. And I hope you find your purpose like how I think I found mine, which is so simple. Like, there's no job description of like what I gave you. Like, there's no title. I mean, like, I just want to help people. That's my life's purpose. I just want to make people happy and I want to help people in the best of my ability. And that's something that I realized, like, that's what I want to do. And it makes everything feel so much brighter and better in my life instead of trying to be someone I'm not or try to chase something that I don't actually really want. So hopefully this episode finds you well and inspires you. And I hope you have a great rest of your night, day, morning, whatever, whenever you listen to this. And I'll talk to you very soon. Bye!